Well, they consistently turn out to vote far more than younger Canadians. And in yesterday's budget, seniors got a bundle of goodies. Here's how Finance Minister Joe Oliver put it.
Mr. Speaker, we want older Canadians to enjoy the golden years that are their reward after decades of hard work and diligent saving. Today, I am pleased to announce that we will give seniors more choice when it comes to managing their retirement income by reducing the minimum withdrawal requirements for registered retirement income funds.
Well, that promise got big cheers in the House of Commons, but is it getting applause from seniors in Ottawa? Janet Gray is the chairperson of the Ottawa chapter of CARP, which is an association that advocates for retirees, and she's in the studio now. Hi, Janet.
Good morning, Robin.
The Globe and Mail headline today saying seniors are the runaway winners in this pre-election budget. Is that how you feel?
I'd say it was a win. It wasn't a complete win. We didn't get everything on our wish list, but it feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas. How come?
We wanted to get rid of totally of the RIF minimum requirements, and this is a step in the right direction. So we're certainly happy that we're seeing this. Like I say, it's not completely our dream list, but it's certainly on its way.
Let's talk about RIF, which is Registered Retirement Income Funds. Can you explain the changes that Minister Oliver was mentioning?
Exactly. Well, first of all, many people may not know what a RIF is. So a RIF is what you said, Registered Retirement Income Fund, which is a transition from your RRSP. So at any age, you can transmit some or all of your RSP to a RIF, but at age 71, the end of the year you turn age 71, you have to, it's a requirement that you have to transmit the full amount of your RSP to a RIF, which means you then have to start withdrawing it at a prescribed rate. So what the rate was previously was in your 72nd year, it was 7.38%. Didn't matter what the amount of assets were in there, the rate was prescribed. They've changed that rate now to 5.38. Mm-hmm. And it'll, you know, the formula will still be there at a reduced rate, and they're saying that it could save people up to 50% of their capital.
Okay, so savings is the main key. I'm wondering how else it's significant for seniors who might be listening right
Well,
now.
A lot of seniors would have lost some of their money in the 2008 downfall, and they don't always have the timeline or the health or, you know, the longevity to recoup that. So if they can take out their money at a smaller rate, then, you know, if the markets change, which they always will, there's not as much danger or concern about them outliving their savings.
And was that a big issue for seniors? I'm looking at, you just gave me two of your business cards, and one of them is Money Coaches Canada. So you obviously advise seniors as well in another capacity. Was that a big issue for a lot of people?
Well, I've seen people that have had to deplete their RIFs totally because of the prescribed. I mean, and often they are starting with a smaller base. But if you think that by age 90, they were required to take out a full 20% of whatever was remaining. So each year they're pulling out 7%, 8%, 9%, going up to age 90, up to 20% at age 90. And they get to 90 and they go, I have nothing left. What if I live to be 110? So these rates, these last rates were set in 1992, and that's different longevity rates, different interest environment, different, you know, stock market environment. So it was really time that the government looked at changing these rules, and seniors are happy with this for sure.
Let's get one more positive, and then we'll focus on what was not on your wish list.
Sure.
What else were you happy with in this budget?
Happy with the caregiver support.
Right.
I mean, that's great. It's changed from 6 months to 12 months for the working caregivers to care for their families. We know that the majority of people are informal caregivers, often family members, often, you know, children of older Canadians. So we're thrilled that it's gone from 6 weeks, to 6 months. And also, they've changed the requirements. So it was a 6 month terminal diagnosis, and it's now a 12 month terminal diagnosis. So that's totally in the right direction, because we're really encouraging seniors to be able to stay in their home, remain in their home. And that's something that we're happy to see.
Okay, so what wasn't on your list that you still wanted?
Well, you know, we still looked at, there's single seniors that aren't able to take advantage of the income splitting and some of the other tax credits. So we really want to see that income is nailed down for especially a single senior. We want old age security to be backed up to age 65 as it was previously. We want to see help in older workers being able to get jobs and keeping their jobs, because we know that there's people that are over age 71 that still want to work or need to work. So can we have something in place for them?
Can we just go back to the income splitting for a second? Because I was talking to Liberal MP Muriel Bélanger, and he said if they get in, they're going to scrap that. What do you think seniors would think of income splitting being scrapped?
I think when there's a large disparity between, you know, two income earners in the family, I think they're finding it very effective in saving thousands of dollars in tax. So I have to say they're probably not going to be very happy.
Interesting. Okay, one more thing that wasn't on your list that you wanted to be.
National PharmaCare program. We really want to see that the provinces are coordinated, not just in their distribution, but in their purchasing power of the pharmaceuticals, so that we can have lower pharmaceutical cares, easier access. You know, sometimes you can get one drug in one province and you can't afford it in the other, or it's not covered in the formularies. So we want to see a national PharmaCare program as well.
So you said it's like Christmas. Do you think, though, that this Christmas goodie bag will translate into actual votes from seniors to the Conservatives?
Well, you know, these are based on the concerns that most of our members have told us. We do active polling all the time, and they've told us these are the things that we're concerned of. So if there is a carrot for them, then I think they will. In the last election, of voters between 65 and 74 years old, 75% voted. So these are a lot of carrots out there for that demographic. Absolutely.
Janet, thanks so much for coming in. Nice to meet you.
My pleasure.
That's Janet Gray. She is the chairperson for the Ottawa chapter of CARP.